This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, This Money Isn't Mine. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z here on I'm Being Shrey, with me, Sister Zainab. And so obviously, so what is this? This money isn't mine. So before I even go into talking a little bit about this particular sort of little story, I'll just remind all of us that we know that in money that we're given, money that we're receiving. Now, this refers especially to, let's say, surplus money. Obviously, we know that from surplus money, we must pay Islamic taxes anyway, so we have khums. And then, quite apart from that, so besides that, there's also the idea if we have other money that still comes to us, maybe, for example, someone gives us money, thinking, okay, can you just sort of donate this money to the poor, as an example? So we've got this, maybe we've got a sort of whole, maybe we've just been given some cash in an envelope. So we're now, we're holding that, and we're sort of, obviously we need to see, well, are the poor who are actually in need of this? And obviously that money that we're given, so whoever it is has a right on it. And it could be that we then get a phone call from someone saying, oh, can you help me? Can you give me a loan or whatever? And, you know, and then obviously so that person, in a sense, had that right on that money that we've just been given, so we can donate it to them, for example. And this extends to obviously, so obviously if we've got, after paying our taxes that we're meant to be paying, if we have surplus money, we cannot assume that, okay, well, look how wealthy I am. I've got all this money. I'll go and buy myself, I don't know, a second car, a second house, a second, you know, whatever, not a second, but a yacht, whatever people want to do with their lifestyle. It's very likely that some of that surplus money has a right on it, like written on it, basically, by some other people who are going to come and ask for money. So this is something we also need to consider. Welcome back to A to Z here, and I'm being Shrey with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously, I've just been explaining how we might well have money that we sort of think we own, and we do, in a sense, own, but there might be rights over it by other people. But obviously, I also wanted to just refer to a particular little sort of anecdotal story by one of the famous martyrs from our own defense, Ibrahim Hadi. So he had a particular situation regarding money that he sort of understood, as said, wasn't his. So he had got back from the front, the battlefront, and realized that the education department were obviously sending him his teacher's wages, because obviously he had sort of been employed as a sports teacher. And so I'm assuming that he was actually still receiving his wages while he was at the front. So this is what was happening. So he, when he saw this money that had obviously been accumulating, he said, well, this money isn't mine. And he said he hadn't been working as a teacher, so it's not his. So what he did, very typical for him, he was sort of taking this salary that had accrued to the poor and needy people in particular suburbs of Tehran, where the sort of poor people lived. And obviously this is a... So when we hear this story, maybe some of us will think, whoa, that's a little bit unusual. Would we actually do that? So in a sense, even though he was sort of by sort of normal, let's say, employment rules, entitled to this because he was employed as a sports teacher, his sense of justice was such that he said, well, hang on, while I'm at the front, I'm not actually working as a teacher, so this is not my money. And, you know, so we can actually just sort of sit here, just listen and think, well, how would I behave? What would we do? So if we've been engaged in some other activity, so literally if we've been, for example, ourselves at the battlefront and we come back and we see that our sort of normal monthly income has still been coming in, you know, what would we say? Would we keep it because, you know, obviously we're actually entitled to it? Or would we also say, oh, well, actually, I haven't been working in that because I've been doing this other thing. So, you know, and what does this come down to? This does, some of this comes down to accountability, yeah, a sense of justice and sort of honesty. But for sure, this idea that other people have rights over money that we have, that's something we all need to remember. So that was it for today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on I'm English Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.